Feeling stuck in your career? Are you frustrated by unmet goals? Maybe you're overwhelmed by the sheer number of unaccomplished tasks on your plate. Listen, you're not alone, and there's a powerful solution within reach. And so today we're going to be talking about that solution of mid-year reviews and why they are so important. So a mid-year review is your crucial opportunity to course correct and supercharge your success. If you invest a few hours, this could save you months of misdirection and wasted effort. And when you balance the reflection of your challenges with the celebration of your wins, this fuels sustainable growth and motivation. So in today's episode, we're going to equip you with the practical tools to accelerate your progress for the remainder of this year using a mid-year review. So get ready to transform your overwhelming goals into achievable milestones and create a clear roadmap to finish the year strong.
As an engineering leader, you know firsthand that achieving work-life balance can be hard. Many business owners struggle with the balance between their personal lives and their work. This leads to stress and a feeling of regret. But that's not the case for the listeners of the Engineer Your Success podcast with Dr. James Bryant. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. Tune in. Let's engineer your success today.
I want to welcome you to the Engineer Your Success podcast. This podcast provides tools, tips, and techniques to help you achieve success both in business and in life. I am Dr. James Bryant, your host and your guide to designing and living a life where you are winning at work and at home. And so today, we are going to be talking about this topic of a mid-year review. It is crushing your goals, how to finish the year strong with a mid-year review. So whether you are an engineering leader, a business owner, or someone striving for personal and professional growth, this episode is designed to help you reflect, recalibrate, and gain momentum for the rest of the year. I want to spend some time to recap why mid-year reviews are so important. Think of them as a strategic pit stop in your year-long race. It's your chance to fine-tune your performance, make necessary adjustments, and to ensure you're on track to finish the year strong. It keeps your objectives front and center, helps you to celebrate your wins, covers areas for improvement, and provides a broader perspective on how different areas of your life impact each other. If you've listened in past years, you may remember that we discussed four key elements for an effective mid-year review. Those are number one, time and space for reflection. Number two, clarity on the goals that you want to achieve. Number three, being honest in your self-assessment. And number four, having data to track your progress. These elements are still crucial, but over the past year, I realized there is a fifth element that is equally important, and that is adaptability. We talk about adaptability, but we have not explicitly called it out. And so the ability to pivot and adjust your goals and your efforts based on the changing circumstances really is vital in the fast-paced world that we live in. So when you're getting ready for your review, what I want you to do is set aside some uninterrupted time. So maybe this is a solid block of a few hours. Maybe you're going to conduct this review over a few different days or a few different weekends. The important thing is to block out that time and to make sure that you are comfortable and that the environment that you are in is distraction-free. We mentioned being able to have your data. So get your data, the original goals that you had, any performance metrics, feedback from colleagues or supervisors or any other relevant information, whether it's financial information or project reports. Having all of this information in hand will make your review much more productive, insightful. So you may be saying, okay, James, you've been talking about this mid-year review. What kind of questions should I be asking myself in this mid-year review? When we think about that, let's break this down into a few categories to cover in your mid-year review. One would be personal goals, another professional goals. Then there's overall progress, and there's time for self-reflection. And then your action planning. So under personal goals, here are some questions that you can ask. Number one, what progress have I made towards my personal goal? Number two, what unexpected challenges have I faced And how have I adapted to them? What was my response to those challenges? Number three is, how have my personal goals impacted my professional life and vice versa? When we look at professional goals, number one question there is, what key milestones have I achieved in my career or business? Number two, how has my industry changed? And how am I positioning myself to stay ahead? Number three in that category is, what new skills have I developed and what skills do I need to focus on for the rest of the year? When you're looking at your overall progress, the three questions to consider are, one, how has my definition of success evolved? Number two, what patterns can I identify in my achievements and setbacks? And I think this is key to kind of bring in the element. If you have the data, you can look at patterns and achievements. If you don't have the data, it may be a little bit harder to do that. You still may be able to have some of the patterns, achievements, and setbacks by incorporating the feedback from the people that are in your life, the people that see you work or the people that you work with. Number three question there is, how well have I maintained work-life integration or work-life balance? And what adjustments are needed? Or to put it in the Engineer Your Success vernacular, how well have I done in winning both at work and at home? And if I'm not winning in both, what are the adjustments that I need to make in order to have that double win? So when we think about self-reflection, how have my priorities shifted and why? Because sometimes life happens, your priorities shift. It's good to acknowledge that and be able to really articulate that and have that down as you review. Number two is, what have I learned about my leadership style or my communication style, and how can I improve? Number three, how well am I managing stress and maintaining my overall well-being? Based on the specific review, then you get to the action planning. So what are the specific actions that I need to take in the next 6 months? And we're going to talk a little bit more about developing the action plan a little bit later. Number two is, what resources or support do I need to succeed? And number three is, how can I build more flexibility into my goals to adapt to those unexpected changes? Remember, these questions are just starting points and you can tailor them to the specific situation or goals that you have. But when you're approaching your mid-year review, I think it's crucial to do so objectively. Treat it as a fact-finding mission. Look at the hard data, your metrics, your key performance indicators, and progress towards your goals. But don't stop there. Look at the impact of your critical skills like communication and leadership, your ability to influence and collaborate. A common mistake that I've noticed is focusing solely on the negatives and thinking that if I focus on the negatives, I'm going to identify those things that I need to improve. The challenge there is that if you're only focused on the negative, one, you are setting yourself up for burnout because you're not accounting for your wins. You're not seeing the positive patterns that you have in your life, that you have in what you're doing. You're only identifying those negative things. I think it is both key to identify those areas for growth and to identify your strengths. Reflect on your successes, the projects you've excelled at, and the skills you've developed. This provides a balanced view of your performance and it highlights your unique value. This mid-year review is your opportunity to finish the year strong. So what bold moves can you make? What stretch goals can you set that will push you towards your new heights? It's great to have all of this data and insight from your personal reflection, but in order to reap the benefit of a mid-year review, you have to take action. That is why developing and executing your action plan is really critical for maximizing the value that you receive from a mid-year review. So we've talked in general about the questions that you would ask within action planning, but we're going to go into a little bit more detail. And what I would encourage you to do is, based on your review, identify the top three areas that are going to have the biggest impact on your success. I want you to focus your energy there. So when you are prioritizing your goals, you can consider some additional questions. One is, how can achievement of this goal align with my long-term vision? What impact will achieving this goal have on your overall success? And what are the resources required in order for you to achieve that goal? You can consider ranking your goals based on their alignment with your vision, potential impact, and feasibility given your available resources. Don't just set goals. You also need to schedule them. Block off time in your calendar for the actions that you've identified. Be specific about what needs to be done and when. That's the only way you're going to be able to really hold yourself accountable. So this might include breaking larger goals into smaller ones, more manageable tasks. It might mean assigning deadlines to each task, allocating specific time slots in your calendar for working on these tasks. Let's say that your goal is to become a more effective communicator, particularly when you are presenting technical information to non-technical stakeholders. So here is how you might break that down into some actionable tasks. So number one would be assess your current communication skills. So there you would solicit feedback from colleagues and your supervisor. You would actually record and review one of your presentations. Number two flows right into that. Identify specific areas for improvement. Perhaps it's simplifying technical jargon. They could be improving the slide design or enhancing your body language. Step number three would be enroll in a public speaking or communication course. And that would be over the course of 3 to 6 weeks, whatever that may be. But what you want to do is block time out on your calendar for the coursework and the practice. Step number four would be read one book on effective communication. And so there you can break that down into scheduling 30 minutes of reading each day. Number five, you want to practice new techniques in a low stakes situation. So how do you do that? You volunteer to present at team meetings. You can join a local Toastmasters group and attend those sessions weekly. Step number six is now you want to prepare and deliver a presentation to a mixed audience. So here you're blocking out time for preparation, the rehearsal, and the actual presentation. Step number seven is you want to gather feedback and then reflect on your progress. So you're going to schedule some follow-up meetings with attendees and in general, develop a plan for continuous improvement. And then you're going to set new communication goals based on this progress. This is going to be a continuous improvement progress as you are working on improving your ability to communicate. So each of these tasks will be scheduled on your calendar. For instance, you might block out every Tuesday and Thursday evening for your communication course and every Wednesday at lunchtime for Toastmaster meetings. This is just a general example of how you would break down something that I want to improve my communication to things that are specific that you can track that makes it more manageable. The key is that you are intentional with how you are using your time. So whether your goal is to improve a soft skill or critical skill like communication or a specific business outcome, this approach can be applied to make your goals more actionable and achievable. I think it's crucial to move into another element that when missing almost ensures your failure, and that is accountability. So we're going to talk about a concept that I call 360-degree accountability. So this is a comprehensive approach and it assures that you are on track from all angles by creating a network of support and responsibility. So the basic ideal is that you're not just holding yourself accountable, but you are building a system of people who are invested in your success. So this includes self-accountability, peer accountability, upward accountability to your supervisors or mentors, downward accountability to your team, and external accountability, like working with an executive coach like myself. By involving these different levels of accountability, you create a robust system that significantly increases your chance on following through on your commitments and achieving your goals. I encourage you to think about how you can incorporate these different levels of accountability into your mid-year review and the development of your action plan. The 360-degree accountability, it really isn't just about staying on track. It's about pushing yourself to exceed your own expectations and to finish the year stronger than you've ever imagined. Remember, when you're sharing your goals for accountability, be sure to clearly communicate your prioritized goals and your action plans. You do also want to set up some regular check-ins, whether this is monthly, bi-weekly, because you want to be prepared to discuss progress and challenges and any adjustments that are needed. And I want to explicitly say this, because implicitly you are giving them permission to speak into your life, because you're telling them that they can hold you accountable on these elements. So remember to give them permission. And so as we wrap up, let's review some quick pitfalls to avoid during your mid-year review. Pitfall number one. That's what I want you to do. I don't want you to rush. Give yourself ample time for reflection. Number two, avoid being overly critical. This is about growth, not self-criticism. So apply self-compassion and give yourself grace as you assess the progress that you've made over the past 6 months. You're not giving yourself a pass. You're not judging yourself for the goals that you have not been able to meet. You're not judging yourself for the progress or the lack of progress. You are acknowledging that lack of progress. You may be identifying those things that have gotten in the way, but don't judge yourself. Apply grace and self-compassion, because that will help you move forward to achieve your goal. Don't ignore those external factors. So you can consider how different job conditions or things that have happened in the family, things happen, life happens, and some things you're not able to account for. So now acknowledge those things, list those things. You're not using them as an excuse, but you're just acknowledging that these external things happen. You also, number four, I want you to be ambitious, but I want you to avoid setting unrealistic goals, particularly unrealistic timeframes within the remainder of the year, especially if you don't go through the process of identifying the inputs or the inputs that it's going to take for you to achieve the outcome that you want. So if you want to be ambitious with the input. Be ambitious with the number of times that you are going to do certain things to achieve the outcome that you want. And number five, do not skip the accountability step, because I think it's crucial for follow through. By avoiding these common mistakes, you will ensure that your mid-year review is as effective as possible. I'm going to end this podcast episode like I end every podcast episode, and that's this. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it. And there's a select group of people that actually follow through and do it and achieve the life of their dreams. I want you to be part of that select few.
Thank you for listening to Engineer Your Success with Dr. James Bryant. Do me a favor and subscribe to the podcast. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player. Many people know what to do. Fewer people know how to do it, and a small fraction of people actually do it. I believe that you can have success both in business and in life, and it's my passion to guide you on your path to engineering your success. Thanks.